what makes a Catholic Catholic, I think, is receiving communion. It's at the heart of what we do and how we pray. It's what connects us with God. And so we do it again and again. We have communion on every Sunday as we gather together as a community, but we receive the Eucharist at weddings, at funerals, at graduations. We do it every day, some of us. When we make our first communion, we put on our very finest, nice outfits. And when we're sick, someone brings us communion so we will be strengthened in our moment of difficulty. And when we're dying, we receive that last communion, that viaticum, which prepares us for the journey. So again and again, we find that communion is what connects us with God. And in a very particular way, when we receive communion, we are connected with Jesus' suffering and death. He said in the gospel today, whether you noticed it, he said that this cup is the covenant in my blood. Just as we hear about this relationship between God and God's people and the covenant, so Jesus says, as we share in communion, we are connected with him. And as we tell the story, as St. Mark tells the story in particular today, we see that connection that we have with Jesus, connection to his suffering and death, happens because of our Lord's actions. Did you notice he did four things today in St. Mark's Gospel? He took the bread, took the cup. He blessed it. Then he broke it. And then he gave it. And it was those four actions that made the body of Christ present to that community gathered around the table at that time. So let's look at those four actions and see how they make us the body of Christ present in our time. So Jesus took the bread. Jesus takes us. Or as Henry Nouwen put it, maybe a little better, he chooses us. Jesus chooses us as we gather around this table to be his own people. Now, we all know what it's like not to be chosen. Are there any other right fielders here? I can testify. You know, when you choose up the team and the last guy, well, you go out to right field. We know what it's like not to be chosen. We don't get the scholarship, don't get chosen for the part in the play, don't make the varsity, and someone else is more fit for that job than you are. So we know what it's like not to be chosen, but Jesus chooses us to be a people peculiarly his own. I'm trying to say peculiarly. And that's what we are remembering as we gather around this table. That God wants us to be with him. Not because we're good, but because God is good. Jesus invites us to a meal to be held in his honor. And so on this day, we remember this great gift that we have in the Eucharist. Let's remember that God has named us and claimed us. And that God takes us in those divine loving arms every time we receive communion. So that's the first action is Jesus takes, and then we're told Jesus said the blessing. He blessed. We're blessed today, right? We woke up this morning, put 2 feet on the ground. There's a blessing in that, right? We're blessed because some reason or other God is willing to forgive and forget all those mistakes that we've made. We're blessed because just in being who we are, we're fearfully, wonderfully made in God's image and likeness. We're blessed because God makes the sun to shine on the good and the bad and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. The Lord is blessing me right here, right now. And maybe one of the great blessings that we have in this gift of the Eucharist is the fact that it's food. Because you gotta have food. You gotta eat. You gotta drink, or else you die. And so the fact that the Lord blessed bread and wine is a reminder that even at this most basic level of life, the stuff you've got to have, the Lord is with us. The Lord is blessing us in the ordinariness of our existence in something as simple is taking a bite or a sip. We are people then that know that in all things and through all things, in the everydayness of our life, we are being blessed. So Jesus took the bread, he said the blessing, and then he did this kind of forceful action. He broke the bread, we're told. We, I think, as a people, understand what it means to be broken. It's happened to all of us. We've all been broken in different ways. We all have our losses, our griefs, our pains, our difficulties, our sufferings, our sorrows. And those things have broken our spirits at times. Maybe it's a family trouble, a financial woe, health issue. Maybe an awareness of the sinfulness in ourselves we didn't even know we were capable of. And that dashed hope can break us. So the fact that Jesus breaks the bread then is kind of a reminder that the Lord is going to be with us even in our brokenness. The Lord is not just with us when things are going well. The Lord is with us when we are broken. And so as we received the Eucharist, we are being reminded that in this very action, the Lord is accepting us just as we are. Because communion is not the bread of angels, it's that sweet balm of Gilead that heals the sin-sick soul. Jesus took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and then he gave it. He gave it. If you think about it, the bread had to be broken in order to be given, right? I mean, just pass the loaf around, nobody can do anything with it. But if you break it, see, then it can be shared. Then it can be given away. And I think maybe that's the symbol or that what lies behind this great gift that we have in the Eucharist. Once we know ourselves as chosen by God, and once we feel the blessing, then our brokenness is not a disadvantage. But it's the very thing that equips us to share what we have received with others. We're not able to bring God into the world because of our superior gifts and talents. We're able to bring God into the world because in our brokenness we can give what we have received. God's very presence in our life So this is how we are to act. By taking this gift, knowing ourselves blessed by God, and sharing. We're not necessarily here so that we can get ourselves in heaven. But what we're here for is so that we, together, can all go into heaven. Jesus gave us the body of Christ by taking, blessing, breaking, and giving. We become the body of Christ when we let those same actions shape us and we become who we are. Amen.